Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Craig.
Nate Craig. Welcome to the show again, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Always good to be in town.
Friend of the show.
Good to have you here.
People loved you from the first time you've been on this show. We're so happy to have you back. You are a world champion.
I have an emotional attachment to your fan base, and you're right. Also the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, world champ. Yeah.
Goal box.
You know world
what,
champ.
You know what makes me most happy about this championship is that the state of Arizona has to hate it.
But isn't that why? But isn't even if you weren't on the side you're on, that's what I love about sports.
Yeah.
Is you are rolling. And it should, it feels like it's meant to go your way, but then it just doesn't. Which is why when you do eventually win, it's all
worth it
because it is. It does feel like in four, like sets up, like all that stuff.
I know.
And then it does. And that's. And I just when I see stuff like that, whether I'm in the fan base or outside both fan bases, I'm like, this is why I love sports.
Yeah. Dan, when you won yours, before the rain delay, Cleveland.
Oh my God!
When they tied it up,
I was in the bleachers. I was in the bleachers for game four. I got to also go to game six. I was in the bleachers for game four, and I remember saying to myself, I won't be mad if they lose to the Indians.
Yeah.
That's sports.
And like, the Indians are as long-suffering as the Cubs.
You were hedging.
No, because I think of teams. If there were teams, I would have been mad.
You guys hedge. I've heard you hedge.
Oh, they hedge.
They hedge all the time.
But I genuinely,
I
was hanging out with Cleveland people before that game six, and like, no, it was really hard to have been mad that that team won. Like, I would have been like, hey, you know.
No, I know exactly. And the Bucks went down in flames the last 2 years. So it was.
I was just happy for you because I know how it's not to we'll do sports on our podcast, but I'm just saying I'm just really happy for you because I know it's just a happy moment outside
this fits,
of our lives.
This fits this podcast. The emotional investment in your sports team is one of the dumbest
things you can
things people do.
Why is it occupying so much
space? Time. It's so dumb.
And the dumb things people do when their team wins. Like they trash their city as if they lost.
I was very proud of Milwaukee.
They didn't trash the city?
Milwaukee was.
Were you there?
I was in Milwaukee.
So you were in Milwaukee?
I was in Milwaukee for game five and six. And I did see a dune buggy wrapped around a foam pole. But
that might have been unrelated. That could have been post-fish fry.
The sand dunes of Wisconsin?
You can find a dune.
I'm going to go dune buggy racing. Where are you going? Up in Wisconsin.
North Avenue. Wrong way.
Wrong.
Standstill traffic. Go Bucks.
All right. Well, clearly you've seen some dumb stuff in your in recent times. We do believe it's getting dumber. Dan, let's just jump into a story.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Louisiana man, this is so dumb, arrested after jumping into river. Here we go.
Is that a crime?
Well,
no. You should be able to jump in a river.
You should be able
if
to
you're
jump.
Naked, I don't know that you can. Go jump in a river.
By our, one of our loyal townies, Jake Groney, at Jake Groney, G-R-O-N-I-E. Lafayette, Louisiana. A Louisiana man made a decision that could have been deadly. Instead, it got him in trouble. Jimmy Jennings, that's already.
What's JJ doing?
Where'd JJ go?
Someone know where JJ... You got eyes on JJ.
Jimmy Jennings.
Check the river.
I got
Jimmy Jennings.
Pot of gumbo on. JJ got to get in here. Someone check the river.
Loved being on and still wholeheartedly loves his high school baseball team. Jimmy Jennings loves his high school baseball team.
Jimmy Jennings. If Jimmy Jennings can't make it to the game, someone will just put out a lawn chair and say he may come.
Do you think Jimmy Jennings?
He's not in the rebel.
Does it feel like even with that name, you know he speaks in third person? I'm going to tell you what Jimmy Jennings.
I'm going to tell you what JJ say.
Jimmy Jennings will not eat there anymore. And here's why.
Jimmy Jennings is banned from three Chili's. Jimmy Jennings thinks he's on The Amazing Race.
JJ has called the newspaper to complain about the box score for his old high
school. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Jennings written a letter to the
editor. That's not a hold.
Jimmy Jennings of Lafayette is seen on video jumping from Interstate 10 in Butte La Rose on Friday into the, I'm going to do my best, Atchafalala. I don't even know.
Atchafalala.
Atchafalaya. That's my best guess. Atchafalaya River below. Jennings told...
I'm willing about they say Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya.
He told KATC TV he got the idea while he was stranded in standstill traffic on the bridge due to a 10-car pileup up ahead. So they are in a standstill traffic jam.
Okay.
He's on the bridge.
We've all been there.
He's on the bridge.
He's like, how do I get out of this?
He says,
I'm going to jump.
I'm going to jump off into the river.
I'll leave my car here so I block other people.
That's right.
And just hop in the river.
JJ, don't stand still.
That's
like a shark, motherfucker.
JJ, keep moving.
Corey Vaughan, a friend of Jennings, who was with him at the time of the stunt and recorded the video, of course.
Of course.
Told WBERZ.
Where are you going? This and he posted it. Where are you going?
We are familiar with the water. That is some weird.
That's like saying we're Bayou people.
We are familiar with the water, but I don't think he was prepared for what came with it.
We're familiar with it.
What do you mean?
I don't.
What came with it?
He could be talking about life.
Yeah.
We know life.
But we are familiar with the water is the most cryptic thing that anyone's ever said.
No. Listen,
we are familiar with the water.
We are swamp people.
I'm familiar with the water.
I'm familiar with it.
But how familiar are you?
Hey, man, I'm familiar with the water.
Dude,
I'm familiar
with the water. Have you ever jumped in a lake before or a river? I am familiar. This is like the way you answer in a courtroom.
Yeah.
I am familiar with the water.
Then you might be familiar with the water.
If you are familiar with the water, you may jump off a bridge during a 10-car
pileup.
But
I don't think he was prepared for what came with it, which is also oddly cryptic.
That's life, dude.
When I hit the water, my shoulder went up. I kind of hurt my shoulder, but I started swimming, Jimmy Jennings said.
Only way to test if your shoulder's hurt is just start
working it.
I couldn't get back to the bank because the current was way too strong.
Right, so this is the moment where he's like, a second he jumps off the bridge, he's like, I shouldn't have done this.
One, didn't know how to land in the water.
Nope.
Two, thought he would just swim over to the bank, maybe climb up, and then walk because no traffic, so he could get back to his car.
I think this started as a wager.
Right.
Well, yeah, this
I
is.
I bet you I'll make it back to the car before this.
But you know why you. I know one of the reasons.
Traffic moves. Before this traffic moves.
That's how frustrating.
And then his Vaughan goes, you going to take that dare?
I bet you. What's the guy's name?
Corey.
I blame Corey.
You ready for this spelling?
It's
fucking southern ass spelling of names. Remember, I've told you the weirdest names are small towns in the South.
But also, there's a French thing going on in Louisiana.
Yeah,
it's like a.
K-H-O-R-Y. Corey.
K-H-O-R-Y.
It'd be Corey.
Corey Vaughan.
You gonna take that bet? You gonna take that bet?
I got $50 in an open hurricane that you ain't gonna take that bet. And by the way, both these guys are white.
Can I say something to all of our townies and to the three of you? This actually happens a lot in the Ozarks, so you guys might already know this. Here's the reason. You never jump off of a bridge. Now, if you go, people have been jumping off that bridge for 60 years, then fine, jump off that bridge.
I guess.
The reason you never just go, I know it's deep here, I'm fine, is because bridges were at one time construction sites.
Yes.
And you know what's in the water under bridges a lot of times?
Pylons.
Rebar.
That's right.
And people will jump and find rebar in the worst way possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do not do that. Now, if
don't
you go, oh, everybody jumps here, it's fine, then you know it. Go for it.
Fine.
But when you don't know,
oh,
don't do it.
I know,
picturing just hitting rebar.
JJ.
I know. But dude. He jumps off.
JJ died for Corey's sins.
JJ.
Kahore. He has Southern in the way it's phonetically written Southern.
It's a horrible idea.
The jump sent off a search for Jennings, who's now caught in the current.
Oh,
I stayed in the water for probably about... I had a watch on. I looked at it for probably about how long.
Do you think
he wanted to jump out, swim to the bank, climb back up, go
get
back
in the car, and
how
drive
long
off.
Do you think he says he was in the water?
Does he do it with his shoes on?
He says.
Well, because he was. But I mean, it's his watch. He checked his watch.
How long
was he in the water?
I'm imagining other drivers jumping in after him. I think he's in the water for 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay.
Jay, what do you think? I think he's in there for 2 hours.
2 hours.
I think he was in there for 30 minutes.
Okay. He looked at his watch, and his little swim turned into him being in the water for 3 hours.
Wow.
He is downriver.
Yeah.
He is down.
He's gone.
He gone. He gone. Gone.
I thought I was going to die, but God saved me, Joe.
God did not save you.
Did Satan throw you off the bridge?
Luck
if
saved
God
you.
Saved you, who threw you off the goddamn
Luck
bridge?
That God yes. doesn't care about
the fact
about
that you're
you.
In the water at all proves there is no God.
She you know what it does prove? JJ, don't stand still.
JJ, don't stand still.
JJ, don't get caught in traffic.
You gotta keep moving.
He eventually found himself on land again. This is where it gets
found
real
himself
fun.
On land.
Found this himself is where on. It gets really fun. Jimmy Jennings spent approximately an hour on an ATV. Does not describe how he procured this ATV. How he got an ATV. Wow, he got an ATV to start.
Wet.
Spent approximately
wet.
An hour on an ATV. Trying to find his way back to the bridge.
Oh, my God.
It was then he realized he was on an island. Guys.
JJ.
He gets land.
JJ don't play.
He gets land.
He gets land.
Oh, God. Oh, an ATV.
It's
like he's he's in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, right. Now we're in the situation, don't steal an ATV on an island.
That's right.
No, because
there's no
way
you're going to get caught. But then that begs the question, how'd they get the ATV onto the island?
But then him for an hour being like, this has got to be the right way. He's like Winnie the Pooh walking through the 100-acre woods.
No pants?
No pants.
You definitely know he's got, but shoes and socks.
I love the idea of Jimmy Jennings realizing he's on an island. Like, he's like, oh, damn it.
Damn it.
I've been Son here. I went in a circle.
Here I am again.
Also,
way
the
out.
ATV. It doesn't say.
No.
It was pretty crazy getting back to shore. I had to walk where I was at. I couldn't even see the bridge anymore. So eventually he must leave the island.
Dude, you're gone, man. Finished.
3 hours.
Jennings
Swim
said
upstream.
He found a house and tried locating anyone for help.
Yeah.
First good movies made
right.
all day.
Called.
But also the only reason he asked to is because of the bad movie made.
Right. That's right.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, he also found a boat and took it around to get back to civilization. Oh, so this is how he got off the island.
He got it, found a boat.
He is now gone. Car,
river,
ATV,
boat. What's
still
next,
not
sir?
Back to the bridge.
I want him on a helicopter.
Right.
Uh-huh. I want him hang gliding.
He took the boat.
Jetpack.
Gets back to civilization. Also, like, how far out of civilization were you? You were somewhere with an
Danny's
ATV, a boat,
dude,
and a house.
Danny's in Louisiana. He's already, like, far from civilization. 3 hours in a strong current.
Yeah, he's down.
You can go,
he's
you
out
can
there.
Go 20 miles.
He's down
out there.
Yeah. 3 hours, you go 20 miles. You've been tubing.
He
right?
takes a boat. Yeah. He has not asked anyone for, well, I mean, he is a non-permission. He's a forgiveness guy.
Sure.
He is not a permission guy.
I will do this and ask for forgiveness later.
He takes the boat, gets back to civilization. That's when he was met by police.
Of course. Stole a boat.
They were telling me to get on the ground, and they put me in handcuffs, which I imagine hurt because he fucked up his shoulder.
That's right. His shoulder, dude.
Oh, yeah, he's doing this all with a bad rotator cuff.
That's right.
Yes.
Dude, he's screwed.
St. Martin Parish Sheriff's Office said Jennings was cited for criminal mischief and criminal trespassing. Jennings later wrote on Facebook that jumping was a bad decision, and he credited rescue crews with saving his life.
So let me just say this. In a world where people double down on bad stuff, and that's where we are in this world right now,
yeah.
I am actually refreshed to hear him say it was a bad decision, like to say that something he did was wrong. Because a lot of times people be like, well
you
got
to touch fire
something.
To know it's hot.
That's right.
Right.
Or
Rand,
you got to hit water to get wet.
It did say that he found himself.
That's right. He did.
Yeah,
he found himself on an ATV.
Island.
On an island.
Yeah.
On an ATV.
Dude,
that
dude's
on an island.
It came across him that this all was due
bad
to thing? Bad decisions.
We did the report. He's like, maybe Jimmy Jennings ain't doing life right.
That's right. Maybe, who are you talking to, man?
Maybe JJ needs to get stuck in traffic.
Sometimes JJ doesn't. We've done that before. You've like, traffic's really bad. It's not moving. You don't know what's going on. So you turn your car around to go a different way, and then
yeah.
you get stuck a different way.
He just turned his life around.
He turned
Hopefully.
His life down a wrong path.
Yeah, he jumped into it. All right, that's story number one.
Oh, my God, this is a crazy character, Jimmy James.
Jimmy Jennings.
Jimmy Jennings. That's my favorite sandwich, Jimmy Jennings.
Jimmy Jennings.
There you go, story number one, down in the books. We'll talk to Nate Craig about what he's got going on. If he's doing live stuff, you definitely want to see it. Get it out. We'll do that on the other side of this break. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As Nate is calling up his dates, so you can go see him live. We want to mention Dan Van Kirk is out in the world doing shows and killing it. This is the end of August right now. This will drop on the 31st.
This is the Together Again tour.
So September, what do you got going on?
So everybody needs to look. I'll be at High Plains Comedy Festival and then New York, Buffalo, Rochester, Albany, looks like Pittsburgh, and then I'm hitting up the Pacific Northwest. We've got Seattle and Portland. So go to danielvankirk.com. If you are a member of my Patreon, it's only $5 a month, there are meet and greets for every single show, unless it's some venue where they're like, you guys got to get the fuck out of here, we have a metal band coming in. So go to Daniel Van Kirk for all those dates. There are limited capacities still due to restrictions in some places, so they will sell out. Some already have. I would love to get together with you, Daniel
Love
Van Kirk.
We've got a Patreon, Sklar Brothers, patreon.com/Sklar Brothers. First time we've done new episodes of Cheap Seats in 15 years.
Still great.
So International Slap Fight was our first one.
So fun.
I'm more excited.
High dive
was great,
competition.
But I'm more excited for the competition, the high dive.
Yeah.
And then bags.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then that
cornhole
weird.
And then kabaddi.
Yeah.
Cornhole and kabaddi are the two, which, by the way,
don't
cornhole
you dare,
and kabaddi.
Don't you dare.
The new Rizzoli and Isles.
You know what? That's the closest it's been in a long time.
Cornhole and kabaddi. So kabaddi is like an Indian.
Don't you play.
Dare. He knew what was coming.
He knew what was coming.
Playground game that became a sport that is the most ridiculous thing that we don't understand. And
it
nor
needs
do we
a
try
ball.
To
it needs
don't
other
tell.
Rules.
Don't tell. I want people to go blind to what's happening and to your jokes.
Again, those are the four that we recorded, and that'll be up through November.
$5 a month. Get on that, too.
Come on. It's a great way to support us and get new content that's only exclusively there for you. Nate Craig, you are on the road a little bit here and there. Where are you?
I am. You can check out all my days at natecraig.com. I don't have a Patreon, but you can buy my albums everywhere.
Yeah, all
I
of them are
them
so good.
Everywhere. Follow
so
me,
good.
Spotify.
Preferred.
Preferred customers, the last one, All Things
so
Comedy.
Good.
You can find that at All Things Comedy and on their YouTube
so
channel.
So freaking good.
Thank you, guys. My kabaddi will be in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, nice. I heard that room is awesome, by the way.
The Comedy Fort.
I heard that room is amazing.
That's all I've heard, and I'm
amazing.
Super excited.
The guy who runs is supposed to be super cool. And
D-Rod, David Rodriguez, guy, and Brent Gill, they're awesome. The whole team up there is great. I'm honored to be going there. That's going to be September 10th and 11th, and then I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in October.
Phenomenal.
28th, 29th,
Detroit
and 30th. And I mean, all the way through the end of the year, if you're in Milwaukee, I'll be at the Laughing Tap on New Year's Eve.
Love
nice,
it.
Man. I'll be up there on my tour as well. Yeah. It's already happened when this drops, but I can't wait.
So fun.
So check out. Love it. All right. Shall we jump into another
Let's
story?
Another
you story.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. This is Dumb People Town.
Here we go.
Sent in by Daniel Smith, at Daniel_Smith89. You can do it, Daniel. Did. I love seeing stories from new people that I haven't heard
Daniel
of before.
Smith, first
it's great
time.
To have townies.
First time, long
stories.
Time. First time, long time.
All you got to do, just like Daniel did, and this Daniel's telling you, at Daniel Van Kirk with the link. You can give the headline if you want to, and then hashtag Dumb People Town. That's how I find these. That's how I know. It's all through Twitter. Thank you, Daniel
That's how
Smith.
He knows who was first.
Ready?
Yep.
A woman was arrested Monday. She is accused of starting a fire while playing with fireworks inside of a Taco Bell in Nashville with several other employees.
So she works for Taco Bell.
They all work for Taco Bell.
No, I think she's friends with people who work for
Other. Other is the operative word.
Other employees.
Other employees. So she is an employee. Wait. Okay. Dan. I mean, this
Guys.
Is like, hey, what are we going to do? We're gonna make some of this barbacoa
tacos? This is why it's hard to
tacos?
Get dinner in Dumb People Town. Because you might get there, and there's a goddamn fireworks fight happening inside the Taco Bell.
Inside of
and
a Taco Bell.
And those people aren't going to be kicked out because they work there.
So the idea of fireworks being shot off and ricocheting.
The taco is
never,
running the bell.
I ordered a Sierra Blast, but this is ridiculous. They don't have Sprite there. How do I know that? Because my son.
You wanted fire sauce?
Sierra Blast.
Sierra Blast.
That's what it's called. Dude, that is
they
a Sierra.
They have a Sierra Blast and a bottle rocket.
The years of you guys telling me, Dan, don't eat that stuff, and now your children, specifically Jay's making
son.
Him get so all the worst
Jay's
things
son,
at the
you know,
weirdest times.
And
of
I know all of it. I know
all
of them. So Jay's son's sitting with my kids, and he's like, you know what's really great? What's really great? And I'm like, what? I cannot wait to hear what he's going to say. It's really great. 12-year-old son.
Yeah.
He's like, pizza at 7-Eleven. I'm like, do not eat. He's like, no, it's great. It's great. So then,
pizza at Casey's gas station in the Midwest.
So, okay,
actually
that's
legitimately
fine, that's
good.
Fine.
Their breakfast pizza is so good. We had it Christmas morning once.
Damn, there's barbecue at there's barbecue at gas stations.
You
wait. That sounds
you
sad.
Wait.
Barbecue at gas stations in Texas.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And
okay?
in Louisiana.
But
fried
I'll say
chicken
this,
at gas
But
station.
I'll say this. He then went to Six Flags with my daughter yesterday. When we're recording yesterday, okay, they went to Six Flags together. Spent the whole day together,
which I love more than anything.
That's sure. George and Leah went to Six Flags together. She's my daughter's is 14, and his son's like 12 and a half, almost 13. So they went and hung out all day. And I was like, George, what'd you get? She's like, chicken strips. She bought chicken strips for lunch. I'm like, that's what you get at Six Flags,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Leah, what'd you get? Sushi. I'm like, no.
No.
No. No. You. No.
What is going on in your house, Jason?
It's like, dude.
I'm like a deacon at church. Jay, you need to get your house in order.
I can lead a horse. I can lead a horse to water. But he can't give
him. I can't make him eat nachos.
Look, he loves Domino's garlic knots. So
well, you love Domino's.
All right. So I'm just saying, yes, we are doomed to repeat. We're doomed to repeat the sins that we, through our kids.
Randy and I used to eat 10 tacos after a drunken night. Each 10 tacos to go from Taco Bell in high school.
10-pack in high school.
Five soft, five hard.
I'd go there after summer hockey.
Yeah.
There you go. As Matt Bronger, the great Matt Bronger who just did this podcast would say, you got to soak up the night.
You do. That alcohol's got to get absorbed by something.
The Nashville Fire Department said the incident happened at the Taco Bell located on 5510 Nolensville Pike. If anyone wants to
put
make that part
the
of the walking
tour.
Jesus. Courtney Mays, currently jailed for aggravated felony arson, was the shift leader at the time of the fire.
She's our leader.
Was she the shift leader?
First of all, y'all, everybody, do as I do and as I say.
We're going to light this thing up.
Right.
Get out your explosives.
Explosives.
Felony. Arson. Easy Taco Bell.
I agree.
Easy Taco Bell.
Arson is an intent to burn the place down.
Right. Somebody could put napalm off in your
kitchen.
Aggravated
too.
You could pressure wash it down and open up
the next
day.
If you've ever eaten 10 tacos at a Taco Bell, whatever comes out of your ass is felony arson.
That's right. Do you think anyone the next day is going to stop in the middle of their order if they find out there was a fire the night before?
No,
it's Taco Bell.
Do you have the Dorito taco shells? I will eat
That's all I want. Taco Bell management.
Why don't these taste like gunpowder?
reported surveillance video of employees playing with fireworks inside the restaurant. They're accused.
Do you not think there's surveillance video? It's a Taco Bell. That's all there is.
If you work at Taco Bell, how much do you care about? How much consequence do you think about in your life? Now, look, there are millions of great people, I'm sure, who work at Taco Bell.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
But if you tell me that there's a few at one Taco Bell and they're all bad, I believe you. Taco Bell management.
This place is a goddamn pirate ship.
I mean, these are the people who...
Hey, if you're going into that Taco Bell, be ready to duck.
Wait. Which Taco Bell are you going to?
We're going on Nolensville.
No.
Wait, these are the people that had the initiative.
Jimmy Jenny's don't go to that Taco Bell no more.
Dan, just keep going. These are the people that had the initiative to get a job. They applied for and got a job. That's
got
who
hired.
These people
got
are.
Got hired.
Taco Bell management reported surveillance video of employees playing with fireworks inside the restaurant. They're accused of locking the doors to the dining area to keep customers out of the business.
Well, at least they're being smart.
Yeah. Right. But wouldn't you be like, hey,
dude,
everybody knows they come into a Taco Bell at their own risk.
Drive through, man.
Don't hurt sales. You want to have a Roman candle fight? Fine.
Drive through.
Don't hurt sales.
Do it in the back. The thing they're most mad about. You lock the customers
in the video, they're running around inside of the business with fireworks in their hands.
Oh, God.
Nashville Fire Department investigators said the employees are seen on video putting something in the trash can, then going. This is where things get bad for them. They put something in the trash can, then going outside of the restaurant to record the trash can with their cell phones.
Right, exploding.
Employees then realize that they have accidentally locked themselves out of the restaurant.
Oh, my God!
So now
the fryer is on.
Everything is on. The trash can has fire in it.
And so the trash can catches fire.
And they're stuck outside.
Okay, I now want to take away one of the virtuous moments in this story on behalf of these. They did not keep the customers out.
Yeah.
Those doors were never locked until they went
outside. That's right.
They locked
customers walked in and left of their own volition.
They're getting
they
the benefit of a stupid decision.
That's right.
Which one guy at the bathroom of Taco Bell, like, I don't know if it's me or a fire, but I smell something bad.
They want customers in there for this. That's that
Nolensville
Pike in Nashville. Employees then realized they locked themselves out of the restaurant. Also, restaurant. The department department said the employees tried unsuccessfully to get back into the store. That's when it goes, you know, when they're like, we got to break all the windows. Somebody get in.
Drive your car into. No, Janet, no. Climb through the drive-thru window. So that's shut and locked too? Okay.
When the employees saw the trash can start to smoke, they called 911 for help.
Oh, God.
I wish we had that.
So you're locked out of the roof.
911, what's your emergency? All right, we did it. We did it. First of all, we did it, okay?
It's like that TikTok. They go, she did it.
Right.
She
did it. Girl, don't do it.
She did
it. Girl, don't do it.
She did a bad one.
I'm down here on Nolensville Pike, man. I don't know. You got to talk to my boss.
The employees.
But how great is they show up and they're like, just act like you're not dressed like a Taco Bell employee and they won't know. That's the same attitude with let's run around with security cameras on.
Right.
And pretend that we won't be seen.
The employees caused an estimated how much money in damage to the building?
Yes.
Yeah. So how much, Nate? What do you think?
Well,
monetary damage to a Taco Bell.
I think that there was, there's certain things. I'm going to go ahead and put that number at.
$11,000.
I'm going to say, they're felony. So I think the amount of damage, equals what raises it to a felony. So I'm going to say $25,000. I'm going to say
$50,000.
Yep, I doubled them.
We'll get out of here on this. The employees caused an estimated how much in damage to the building? It is. Get your answers in, townies, wherever you may be. Thank you for being with us. $30,000.
$25,000. Very good. But I was right up.
This is the girl who, the shift leader who started it all. And she looks like, she just looks like, if what was a picture.
So
like, what?
So she looks like in this picture, she's mad, but you can also tell she's a lot of fun.
She's a lot of fun.
Yes.
If you got somebody that you want fucked with, that's your girl.
Call her up.
Yeah.
That's your girl.
Go mess with this guy.
You're
like,
your
you look like Jonah Hill. Don't tell her that.
Don't
She's
tell
mess
her
up
that.
Your life.
The moment when one of them was like, all right, guys, let's go back in before that starts that trash can on fire. I know. She all right, here's the story.
Who locked it, Sharon? Yeah.
She's right, the one.
What? She's the one who starts chanting, the roof is on fire. We don't give a hell. All right, there you go. Story two. Give us a little taste of what we'll see in segment three.
A man has to be rescued from his own problem.
Okay. Ooh, I love it. I love it when, again, it's like you put yourself there, buddy.
You locked yourself out of the Taco Bell.
I can't wait. That's segment three, plus our Patreon fans will get a little something extra with Nate Craig. I love it. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home, brother.
Okay, here we go. Sent in by Carlene McDermott at
Shebe Carlene. One of our favorites.
Yeah, she's a regular contributor to Dumb People Town.
This is our honor.
Guys, ready? This is a short one, but it is wild.
It's great when Shebe Carlene sends something in.
Man rescued from hole he dug in Newquay Beach after it collapsed on him.
That's right.
Have you ever wondered? Yes. I was at the beach last year when we were like,
where are you going, honey? I'm going to dig a hole.
Down.
That's a down.
Last summer.
Going down.
Not enough. Last summer, I was at a beach where we were like, beaches are good. You can still socially distance. I looked around, and I'm not shitting you.
How many people were dug holes?
Nine different groups of people.
We're
just digging big holes. Big holes.
And that's how sinkholes get started.
What are you guys doing, right? You have no structure for where this is going to go. This is what happened to him.
I'm going to dig a hole. And then his wife is like, do not.
Right.
Listen, whatever happens to you, you deserve it. What's going to happen to me?
A man had to be rescued from a hole he dug on the beach after it collapsed on him.
Had to be rescued means that a lot of people tried.
Yes.
So that you wouldn't have to call a rescue unit, and then boom.
Hole is a misnomer, too, here. He dug a cave.
Right. A tunnel. He got tunnel-ish.
Tunnel.
He had to, right?
Yeah.
He had to.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the walls collapsed.
But, no, if you go deep enough, it could collapse. Sand could collapse in on you, but that's a full. You'd have to be so deep for it to be enough.
Beach version of Big John, that old, you know, Jimmy Dean. Big John.
Yeah, for sure.
Big Bad John. All right, so this is a story about a guy who they didn't know, who like came to them, a new coal miner. They hadn't seen him before.
Right.
Big dude, and he held up the thing so that everyone could get up, and then he died. All right, anyway.
Emergency services were called by the Coast Guard to Fistral Beach in Newquay.
Fistral.
At what time? What time do you think he's already tunnel collapsed level in his life?
Yeah. Nate, what do you think?
Where is this? What state is this
I believe this is in Australia.
Okay. Australia. Oh, well.
So he dug the tunnel in the opposite
Beach,
direction.
For some reason, I feel like it is. Or maybe I read
He dug up. There. He dug up.
He was digging a long time.
Digging
if, up. If he's digging a hole so deep it's got a roof.
Right.
He's digging all day.
That's right.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is after dark. Mm-hmm. His wife can't get to him. It is 10:45 p.m.
Okay. Jay, wow. I'm going to say dusk. I think it's like 8.
Okay.
It's definitely getting late. I think it's 6.
Okay. Congrats. One of you got within 30 minutes.
Okay, good.
They were called there at 5:30 p.m.
Oh! Yes. Oh, thank you.
There you go.
They found the Oh, let me just say for anybody who's still hanging up on my low comment, I would never want to spend any time with that man. Ever. No. Just, you know. Okay.
Darkness is coming.
They found the man trapped in a hole he had dug in the sand after it fell in on him.
That's right.
Devon and Cornwall police said.
You made your hole. Now lie in it.
Right. The force said that friends and beachgoers all worked together to dig the man to safety.
Yeah.
So did the emergency crews didn't have to do anything?
No.
Friends they called them.
They called supervised. Them. They're like, we need your help.
Imagine. What are you doing, David?
I've got
David.
It. I'm fine.
It seems deep.
Don't worry about me.
It seems a little.
Don't worry about
we
me.
Are,
you seem deep.
You missed lunch. You missed lunch. We came here to spend the day as a family.
Can I please just do my own thing here?
You,
why everybody else gets to do their thing. I just want to do
my
own thing.
Yeah, but everybody's doing their thing together.
Remember when you didn't talk to anyone for a week last summer because of your puzzle?
Excavation.
Excavation.
Don't make a scene.
I'm learning.
Excavation team.
Yeah. Yeah.
David, come back. David.
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 I've got it. That's the other thing, too. He's like,
I got it.
Just let me be.
I got it.
Let,
I know
you
what
do,
I'm doing.
There's other thing that people do when they're doing something. They stop. You do your thing. I'll do mine. No, you do my thing.
Yeah.
Stop with your thing.
I don't
when
tell
people
you.
Like, I'll do my thing. You do yours. He's like, yeah, but there's a reason we're having this conversation.
I don't tell Remember you that fortune teller said you do you to me. This is it. I'll do my thing. I don't tell you how to online shop, do I?
That is not dangerous.
Do I?
David.
Yeah, you dig yourself in a pretty big financial hole there.
I
got a family rescue there.
And you told me to stop. I'm telling you.
Only David could dig a hole that collapsed.
That's
right.
Like a hole is a collapsing of their sand anyway.
So he invented something.
The collapsible hole.
Go ahead.
It's poetry.
Yes.
It is. It's a collapsible hole.
He was allowed to return home after being checked over by medics. Newquay Community Fire Station.
Good.
Hope I'm saying that right. Yeah. Said on Facebook. That's where all things happen.
Of course.
As far as firemen and,
police departments.
This could have easily resulted in crushing or suffocation, they wrote. Yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
I wish I knew how deep it was.
Yeah.
Please don't
down
dig huge holes in the sand. Sand is partial to collapse, and the dry weight is around a ton per meter cubed.
Oh,
so it's
God.
Heavier than
heavy.
You think it's going
oh,
to
yeah,
be.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's a sandbag. It's not a big bag.
Wait,
it's
was his
shit.
Head underneath?
Yes.
So he got buried
he
underneath.
He got buried. And he's lucky someone saw it collapse, I would imagine, right? Mm-hmm.
They felt it. Thunk.
Yeah.
Thump. Sinkhole. Thump.
The concession stand moved.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so he liked that he was under the ground. Like he's...
Maybe for a second.
This isn't
he
like a
done.
Guy being buried with
He was trying head. To end it.
Yeah. Yeah this is like the beginning of an episode of 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
He's going
like
somewhere.
Like the cold open.
He's going somewhere.
Quote, this is from Facebook Fire.
Away from his family.
Firemen or fire people.
Yeah.
You wouldn't dig a hole in the garden and let your children climb in. Please don't do it on a beach either. And I'll be honest with you guys. When I read that, I'm like, yeah. It is the only place where people are like, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to
dig
a hole
for fun.
Go for it.
Nobody, you don't see people in the park.
The reason why you dig it in on a beach is that it does collapse and then the hole's not there anymore.
Right.
And if you get into it.
Honestly, I'm impressed.
Gophers.
That it's big enough for him to get into for it to even collapse.
That's right.
That's 5:30. They got there at 9 a.m. and he started right away.
How would you have? You'd have to go. I don't even know how far down you'd have to go
to
before
get
you could
to,
get. To,
my guess is he probably there was some wetness around it and he started digging.
If you programmed
it, like it wasn't just straight.
To hold it together.
If you programmed into your Apple Watch like digging or like some
yeah,
other activity,
get,
like
yeah.
He would have
calories.
Like gotten him.
Oh,
he would have
got,
wrapped
yeah,
that
all the
that
rings
around.
All the
rings
around. He
got
all
the
rings.
Except for the standing.
I got all the rings.
Congrats. You just completed your first digging workout.
That's right.
I'm going to get out of here on this. So many fun stories today. Love having you here, Nathan Craig.
Oh, the best.
How old is the man?
How old is he?
How old is the guy? You guys get to guess. How old is David
old
in
is
our version
shit?
Of events here? You want
to
go first?
Yeah, sure. They had to check him out. I think he's older. Mm-hmm. I think he I think he ran out of ways uh-huh. to get away from his wife.
That's right.
And he
buried himself.
I think he's a 52-year-old man.
Great. Okay. Which, by the way, sounds really old. 2 years older than us. Go ahead, Jay.
You nut.
Yeah, I'm going to say 46.
46 years old.
I think he's 33.
33.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of hit that mold.
Go see Nate Craig. Go see Daniel Van Kirk. Join
go see
our
you
Patreon.
Guys, too. You got
see
dates
us.
In the
see our live dates.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, treat yourself and watch some fucking brand new cheap seats, people. It. All right. The man, mm-hmm. our David.
Mm-hmm. Our little David.
David in the Hole, mm-hmm. which is a great
David
children's
the,
book.
A great children's book. David in the Collapsible Hole. David in the Collapsible Hole. It's like A Wrinkle in Time.
Yes.
It's like H.G. Wells.
He no, is.
But this is the new Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah. Guy goes into the hole in the sand, and then he comes out a better person.
David,
it's a Christian parable.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. David, the Hole, and the Regret.
The Cave that Ate David.
The Cave that Ate Dave.
There we go.
Dave.
He is... 18 years old.
Dummy.
He's a dummy.
Athlete. He's an athlete.
Man.
Yeah. I should have known he was an athlete. It's, you take it needs you take
you dig in that much.
It takes two shoulders and two elbows to
right.
dig down that
you
trap.
Dig that
I'm
much.
Just gonna say this, and this is a I'm warning Jason. Okay, it starts with pizza 7-Eleven, then it moves
sushi
to sushi.
Theme park,
then,
theme
then
park
digging,
sushi.
Then you're digging holes into beaches. You better watch your son.
I just love the shit you guys are giving me. For, like, oh yeah, get some sushi in this landlocked city, Dan. Your son is eating sushi at a theme park.
Thank you. I'm okay. not doing it. Should
not
never
me.
Be eating sushi that close to a roller coaster. We learned all those
Parks,
things.
Not me. Sushi.
Well, I love it. All right, there you go, guys. That is the show. Nate Craig, you're the best. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, pump it down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.